Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. Why do I think, or why do you believe that I should try and stop you? I don't have to actually stop you. Oh, in case you can't read it, because I mean, I understand that you might be seeing this on YouTube or one of the other channels, you may have it really small. So I will read it out for you, just so that it can be made abundantly clear what exactly it is I am talking about here. I looked like your typical feminist, right? Hair pulled back, vintage black framed glasses, and just enough cleavage to tease a man into looking so I can scold him for objectifying me. But the thing is, I'm not a feminist. I'm a female supremacist. I pretend to be a feminist. I say that I'm a feminist, but I'm not. I'd say that at least half the women that identify as feminists are actually female supremacists. Some know it, some don't, but our goal is not equality. It's to metaphorically chop off every man's dick 1 inch at a time. Two are living in a full-blown matriarchy. Did you really think our most popular motto, the future is female, is about equality? We're taking over. We're going to rule over you. We're going to dominate you, and there's not a damn thing you can do to stop it. The matriarchy is coming. Why do I want to stop you? Like, why do I want to stop you? I don't have to stop you. First of all, I mean, as I just found out, dealing with having to debunk yet another female supremacist video where she had to engage in blatant lie and misdirection and misrepresentation and projection one after the other, after the other, after the other. Why do I have to stop you? The whole basis of current modern feminism is based on a house of cards. And a house of cards that is is being propped up by a system that is collapsing a lot faster than I think a lot of people were expecting it to. I mean, I was expecting that the system was going to collapse. I didn't think it was going to happen in my lifetime, but it's looking like it's going that way. The whole thing is that, you know, never interrupt your enemy when they're busy defeating themselves. This is the thing. I mean, your whole system, your whole basis of modern feminism or fourth wave feminism is based on a house of cards, which is based on lies, which can only be propped up by direct intervention of the state, which, by the way, is what you're actually trying to do now, because I knew that, for instance, in Britain, Laura Bates, like, who literally cannot handle young teenage boys coming at her with challenging questions, is, I suspect, one of the big primary supporters, or tried to get it so that any criticism of feminism will not be allowed and was actually going to be charged criminally. You know, does that strike you as a organization or a movement that is solid in its foundation, that is going to be able to hold up under the external pressures that it is going to face? Now, I don't think so. And here's the ironic part about it. The ironic part is that I don't have to stop you for a multiple of reasons. The first one is that, you know, you're basing your power on a system that is collapsing, first of all. Two, you don't, like, the very system that you have set up cannot even withstand even a little bit of criticism, which means in order for you to maintain your power in your position, you are going to have to perpetually keep your foot down on the neck of your opposition, which is going to be a very difficult thing to do since you no longer control the means to dispense information or to pass information around. You don't have full control of the power of word and the power of press In fact, the mainstream media is losing credibility at an astronomical rate at this moment. So going to the mainstream media is really starting to you're starting to lose there. The other issue is this. Males will find a way to not participate in a system like this. The very fact that you would even make a poster like this, and I don't think this was done by a feminist, but the fact that the fact of the matter is that there's a poster up there that is like this, that acts that, and there's that probably a solid majority of feminists are actually female supremacists. And again, based upon the fact that, I mean, any attacks that female supremacists have done against the manosphere have basically fallen completely flat, and that they have to rely on the power of the diminishing, by the way, power of the state to enforce them. Doesn't tell me that you're going to, even if you do manage to hold on to power. And by the way, yeah, you already have a lot more power than you think you have, and then that's the other thing. The whole system is breaking apart there as well. So, I mean, you have a house of cards based on lies. You have a system. You don't have a solid foundation or a belief system that is not going to stand up to scrutiny, and you cannot stand the scrutiny. Not to mention the fact, and this is the part where I come in, I don't have to pick up a gun or a rock or a brick and try to stop any woman from doing anything at all. I don't have to do that. You want to know why I don't have to do that? Because MGTOW, that's why. That's the reason why a lot of feminine, like, people in power don't want to say that word out loud. They don't want to say MGTOW. I mean, I can understand why YouTube content creators don't want to say it, because it would kill the popularity of their channels. I don't care. I'm going to say it as much as I want to. The issue here is that, I don't, non-participation in the system will bring the system down with much greater efficacy than me picking up a weapon or trying to organize politically to stop you. Me checking out of the system will do more fucking damage than anything that I might actually do to the system itself. That's the beauty of MGTOW. That's the reason why MGTOW is growing at the exponential rate that it's growing. Don't have to stop you. Non-participation will work just as well. And here's the beauty about non-participation. Any male on your side of the line that comes over, you're going, in order to bring us back into line, you are going to have to use political and actual physical force to bring us back into line. Any male that you send against us is either going to get defeated, won't be able to do the job, won't be able to do the job, will get killed, will get converted, or will only remain as loyal as the money that you're paying him. And you will have to pay that individual quite a substantial sum to keep him loyal, because that individual will know what he's up against. And it will be formidable. So, and without male support, and I do get it, you want to turn men into plow horses. You want to basically turn them into into sperm donors and workhorses and slaves that are just going to be happy to get whatever kind of kibble of attention that women decide that they're worthy of. I get it that that's what your ultimate goal is with feminism, even though most feminists will never admit to that. I'm aware of that. In order to do that, though, in order to subjugate men, and by the way, the longer it takes for you to do this, the more of us there are. You're going to require physical force to do it. going to your local legislator and legislating men into complying is not gonna fucking cut it for you. You're going to actually have to use physical force. You're going to have to come out and get us to comply. And then when you do come out to get us to comply, those men, assuming the ones they actually succeed, they're gonna have to sleep with guns under their pillows for the rest of their days. They're gonna have to sleep lightly because the men that they're attempting to control are not gonna be very cooperative. Assuming you even get many of us that are even going to be alive. So, do I have to actually stop you from doing what it is that you're trying to do? No, I don't. I don't have to because the system that you're talking about will collapse under its own weight very fast because in order to do it, you require us to do the heavy lifting. In order to get us to do the heavy lifting, you have to keep us under your boot. In order to keep us under our boot, you would need other men to do it because you don't have the physical power to do it. And because you don't have the physical power to do it, any male that attempts to do it on your behalf is going to be potentially risking their lives or their mental health or their emotional health to do it. How many of those guys do you think you're going to have? Like, how many males do you think you're going to be able to recruit that are going to be willfully willing to do that? How many men do you think are going to step out and voluntarily use the power of the state to try to keep other men who don't want to be slaves in line? You think that's going to work? I don't think it's going to work. In fact, I know for a fact it's not going to work. So, this poster that you're reading here, this thing about we can't do a damn thing to stop you. No, you're right. We can't. I don't have to stop you. Not when non-cooperation, non-participation, and if you don't like it, come and get me. And you'd better make sure you bring a lot of people because very likely the only way you're going to be able to do it, the only person thing you're going to be bringing back is my dead corpse, and you're going to be bringing along the dead corpses of a few guys that you tried to do bring that you brought with you to try to get me to come back by force. So yeah, good luck with that. It's not going to work. And the longer it takes for you to get to your designated point where you do have a full-blown matriarchy, the worse it's going to be for you. This is Naroki 5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.